Recently, CD revenue has dropped, while revenue from vinyl is expected to surpass that of CDs this year. In fact, going by information on the user-generated database Discogs, there are already more vinyl releases than CDs. So what's going on? The CD was first sold to consumers in 1982 as an alternative to vinyl records. Their compact size meant they were more portable and you could fit more music on their discs. With a vinyl album only holding 15 to 20 minutes per side, while one CD could go over 70 minutes. In the 90s, vinyl pressing plants closed and the CD had won. But other superior formats also arrived. HD CD, SA CD, and DVD audio all promised to be the next step in audio listening, as they allowed for surround sound mixes and higher fidelity. But in the late 90s and early 2000s, when those formats arrived, another competitor was vying for our attention, the internet. While low-quality MP3s were many people's introduction to music downloads and streaming, new technologies mean CD-quality music is available through services like Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube. Those other physical formats never had a chance next to the unlimited libraries available online, and now as the music industry generates most of its revenue through streaming, CDs are taking a hit. Philip Samatsis is a sound artist and RMIT lecturer, whose latest album Polar Force is being released on CD. I asked Philip why there was still an appeal for CDs, now that most things are available digitally.
You know, I think there'll always be an audience or a market for it. There are certain things about CDs and LPs, of course, that, you know, streaming services don't provide. A lot of the contextual information that explains what we're hearing, the liner notes, the credits, the acknowledgements, all that kind of stuff, I seldom am able to find that information on Spotify, for instance. The CDs are convenient packages for some of those reasons, as well as just the artistic sensibility of the design, you know, the way the music is being represented through graphics or images, the things that artists say about their work. I find that really all interesting.
Next, I spoke with Simon J. Karras, who runs Nice Music, a label which started about 5 years ago and so far hasn't released any CDs. I asked him why.
When it started, I had no money. I was very poor personally, and I decided to release a series of cassettes. And then, like, you know, moving to vinyl, it's just, you know, it's a much more popular physical format. And, like, we're putting out our first CD release later this year or start of next year. I can't say what it is, but yes, we've got our first CD release scheduled. I've decided to do it on CD just because I think it suits the music and I like CDs. And there's something very strange about the format. Like, it's very out of place format, but after being kind of a bit out of fashion, we're very, like, in vogue to, like, release a shiny object now. So I don't know, I think there's a bit more of a... more of an audience for it as a weird object rather than a practical object. So, and I'm interested in that too.
Both Simon and Philip told me they still buy CDs. So will the format see a resurgence, much like cassettes and vinyl have recently?
So as long as there's technology to play it all back, which will become a problem eventually in time. I think technologies have different kind of cachet for different audiences and generations ultimately. So CD might be not as popular as LPs right this moment, and then, you know, in 5 years' time, all of a sudden, you know, it happens again.
At the very least, CDs will continue to have their fans. And while streaming is convenient, nothing beats reading through a CD booklet while listening to 70 minutes of tunes. For the City Journal, this was James Gaunt.